We're going to apologize to Redim Roach at the beginning. I'll get over time. Because unfortunately I won't be here next week. So therefore I would like to finish the actual topic Indian over here. So I'm going to go a bit over time. Okay. So we have a shaila of a boy is having a bar mitzvah, Shabbos Chanukah. And he goes to Yerushalayim with his family. And he lights the menorah before Shabbos, as every good Jewish boy does. And the whole family leave the apartments which they borrowed and go to the shul. Women go to the mishpacha, and when they come back they see the place is up in flames. After investigation by the fire brigade, they determined that the cause of the fire was the menorah which the boy lit. So the question is the boy chayiv for damages? Why? Because why should the boy chayiv for damages? Why should he not also be chayiv? Because before Shabbos, when he lit the menorah in this borrowed apartment, he was not a bar mitzvah boy. And when the fire actually spread and damaged, it was already nightfall, and he was already a bar mitzvah boy at that stage. So we learned already that under bar mitzvah boy who damages is not chayiv. Maybe chayiv b'dei shamayim. Maybe only has to do a little ticket, but chayiv to pay is not chayiv. But if he's over bar mitzvah, he is chayiv. So how do we look at this? When he lit the fire, the menorah, before he was a bar mitzvah boy, and the damage took place after he became a mitzvah boy. So how do you look at it? Look at him as a cotton and therefore not chayv to pay, or a gotzel and he is chayv to pay? That was our question. So there we said, well, let's bring another case, which unfortunately happened, was is that somebody was riding with his family in the car. The car stalled and the person got out of his car, and a truck came round the corner and didn't see him and killed him. The family were obviously shaken up and they left the car in this position while they dealt with the situation. Because they didn't move it, what happened, they had time to move it, what happened as a car from behind went round the corner, not seeing, not the opportunity to be able to get out of the way, and therefore he smashed into the car and he damaged his own car in the process. Now, came to Beis Din, was the shayla, the person who was went into the car is now claiming damages from the family of that car, even though the driver was killed. He's saying, you had the opportunity to remove the car out of the vicinity, and you didn't. There's a bar b'shusha rabbin which you left over there, and therefore you owe me damages for damaging my car. Okay? Not a nice claim, but a claim and based on what you had to do. So what was the scenario? The father dug a bar by putting the car over there and not removing it. And he was nifter, and he's not going to be chayiv. That's clearly, if once the person dies, he's not going to be chayiv for damages. But the children own the car. As soon as the person dies, the children own the car. So the shaila now is the fact that you didn't create the bar, you didn't dig the hole, but you own the hole. By owning the hole, does that mean you're going to be chayiv even though you didn't actually dig the hole? So the Birchas Shmuel says that you go after, you don't care who digs it, We don't care who takes it. Whoever owns the hole, he's going to be responsible for the damage that that hole does. If you own the hole, then you're going to be responsible for the damage.
Even if someone else digs it and someone else is still around?
If there's someone else who digs it, and you're the owner, then you're going to still be the chayav according to the Kishon. You're the owner, you're responsible now. You're the owner of the hole. Somehow you're going to find a scenario where you're the owner and he dug it. But if you have such a thing, which is this is the case, the father dug it, but the children own it, says the Birkei Shmuel, somebody owns a bar, is now responsible for any damage that happens.
We're assuming that the person really couldn't have stopped. We had the case where a person went into a car that was double parked, and even though it said that a person, when he goes along the way, doesn't look, should have seen a car.
We're talking about the scenario where that
really couldn't have stopped.
It couldn't have stopped. Now, but the Hasi said different. Let's read the Hasi inside.
So I just want to clarify, according to Birkei Shmuel, if I own a piece of land in the middle of a Shusar Rabim, and someone else comes and digs a hole without my consent, I'm going to be chayav.
Is it a Shusar Rabim or not?
That particular piece of land is not, but it's completely surrounded by
Shusar Rabim. We'll see. Yes, it comes down to Birkei Shmuel. Yes.
Okay.
What does the Hasi say? The Hasi says like, says, he argues to Birkei Shmuel, says, you only, who's going to be chayav for a hole? Not the one who owns it, the one who digs it. Uzos nearly. The cotton, therefore, since the one who digs it is going to be chayav, therefore, according to the Hasri, the children didn't dig it, so they're off the hook. But then he says another line which is nogea, relevant to our shayla of the bar mitzvah boy. Lezos nearly, therefore, according to me, cotton achay for bob, rishus rabim. A child under age who digs a hole in Rishus Rabim, Eina Chayv Beniske Bora, is not going to be Chayv for that damage which that hole does. Af Benofel Shomashal Acha Shehita, even if an animal falls into that hole after he became a bar mitzvah boy, because says the Hasri, we don't care who owns the hole. The one who's responsible is not the owner of the hole. The one who's responsible is the one who dig the hole. And since the one who dug the hole is a cotton who digs a hole, does a mazik, who does damages, is he chayv? We learned the cotton that damages is not chayv. So even though he dug it when he was a gotel, and you actually damaged when he became a gotel, says the Hasri, the one responsible for damage is only the one who actually creates it. The creation over here is the cotton. Cotton, you're going to be higher.
This might be a chiddush by boar, though, as opposed to Aish, which we said the fire case was.
Okay, we'll see if there's a difference. So therefore, at this stage we're holding that the Birkei Shmuel says, I don't care who dug it, who created it, who owns it is the guy who's responsible. And according to the Hasi, the Shat is, not who owns it, the one who created it is responsible. So therefore, back to our case of the Bar Mitzvah boy. They came to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, they borrowed an apartment, he lit the Chanukah menorah before Shabbos when he was under Bar Mitzvah. And then it spread and damaged when it's already Shabbos, when he's already a Bar Mitzvah boy. So therefore, when did he create the fire? When he was a kotel. When did it damage? When he's a kotel. The Chorah is dependent on this machlokus. Do you go after the one who's responsible, the one who created it, like the Hasi? Is so. When did he light the menorah? When he was a kotel, and therefore he doesn't have to pay. Or do you go after, I don't care who creates it, who owns it is responsible. And where's he, when did it damage? It damaged when he's a godzul. He's the owner when he's a godzul. So therefore, if he's a godzul, according to the Birkei Shmuel, we go after the one that is the owner. The cotton is the owner already when he's already a godzul. Therefore, he should be chayav. The Chori can say it depends on the smart locus. And therefore, both in the case of the car damage accident is a machlokas, and both in the case of the mirror it should be machlokas. It's the same machlokas. Do you go after the one who creates the nezik, or do you go after the owner of the nezik? Seems to be.
So in the scenario that after God, before the fire started, the boy now became a nezik. For whatever reason, he gave him a ton of his brother to somebody else. His brother liked him. So now, you know, I'll give you the mirror. I don't know. Now the fire starts,
Whoever, who, if he managed to do a proper kinyodim, whoever, yes? Yeah, no, why did you bought it for sorry? So you, as soon as you buy it, according to Bechor Shmuel, it's his responsibility. Yes? You have to make sure everything is now safe and good for it. Yeah? At that stage. Okay. So, seems to be a machlokus. If it's a machlokus, depends what you're holding. So now we're going to clarify the case further with another shy that came to peace. The third shy.
In these car shilas, no one has insurance?
They don't want to use their insurance, they want to use their insurance, yes? If they got insurance, yes? So I was a shila, if they got no insurance, that you have to pay, or if you got insurance, who's going to use it? Yes? Yeah. Still a shila, who's responsible? So here's the third shila. And this will hopefully bring out the whole picture from this shot. Now, what's the third shot? Also, my shoshari kachle. After Sukkos, Shimon walks onto the public roof of the building. He lives in the building, he goes onto the public roof, because that's where all the kids play, and he sees someone has put an old bed on the roof, a public roof.
You mean a Benyamin Shukov that it
was? Yeah, yeah. Shimon thinks this is dangerous. His kids can jump on it, and they can jump a bit too high, and it's dangerous. The walls are not too high. I'm going to move it. So Shimon moves it and puts it onto the roof where all the Dut Shemesh is on, all the Klotot. He stands it upright against the wall. Meanwhile, Reuven, who owned that bed and put it up there, now comes up the following day. Oh, the bed's gone. He looks around and he sees that it's been moved to the roof where all the good sandwiches are. Okay, someone moved it there. Up, fine over there. And he goes down there. And what happened? The following day, there was a huge wind.
Not a roof material.
A normal, it was a publicized wind. Everyone knew the wind was coming. Yeah, a storm. Everyone knew the storm was coming. And the wind came and blew down the beds. And what happened, do you think?
Smashed
onto the glasses and broke all the glass over there. Of not Reuven or Shimon's, but Levi. So now Levi is a Beis Din, claiming against Reuven and Shimon. Now one of you are going to be Chayim. Reuven, you own that bed. Shimon, you put the bed there. I don't. One of you is Chayim. Yeah. What's the fact here? There, the Shiloh's Eish. Yeah. Why is it? Because you put it on, it's like the Kamar's case, where you put a knife on the Rosh Hashanah, on the top of the roof, when there's definitely a normal wind that's going to come, a Ruch Mitzvah, and he's going to blow off that knife, and it damages in the course of flight. It's called fire, it's called Eish. That's the Kamar Dab Bok, which we would know. So here you put the knife, what's the bed, up in a position where everyone knows there's a Ruch Mitzvah going to happen, it's a storm. And it blew it down and damaged in the course of flight, and therefore it's considered H.
But the Ruach didn't become a Tzui until after the bed was placed there.
Right.
That's not what the Gemara says. Where it says if you place the knife
what's the Ruach Mitzvah?
Yeah.
That means that if it could come a situation which is normal, not a hurricane, think about a storm.
Oh, okay, so it was a normal, okay.
That's all the Ruach Mitzvah. So therefore the Shai, definitely there's a Chiyuv of H. And Levi saying, one of you is Chayim, because there's an Eish here that damaged, and one of you is going to be Chayim. Either you, Reuven, who owned the bed, or Shimon, who put the bed over there. Now in Beis Din. So it seems to be, what would you say over here? According to what we learned up to now, who's going to be Chayim?
Reuben who owns the bed, or Shimon who put the bed on the public roof in a situation where a wind will blow down and break all the Dutch embassies? Who's going to be chayav? The one who created the situation, the one who owns the...
If you compare it to...
Reuben, who owns the bed, came up, threw the bed against the wall.
Yes.
Knows that's not...
Oh, what? What happened in our first two cases? The person died. His family were in the car. They saw the car there.
Okay.
They had a chance, but they were distraught. Yes? Yeah, they were not in the world, but doesn't mean that they didn't have the chance. Yeah? 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 In both, all three cases, we have a situation where the children in the car know the car's there and don't do anything, even though they didn't create the danger. The child who lit the menorah knows what he lit the menorah when he became a bit bar mitzvah boy, and now he owns it, and that says he knows it's there and doesn't do anything at that stage to protect it. And in our case, not in our case, Reuben, he sees his bed in a dangerous position, even though he didn't put it there, but he knows it's there. So in all three cases, they have a common denominator. Somebody created it, but he's not the same as the person who owns it. So what do you think the halacha should be in such a case?
It would seem like a machlokes, but I would argue before this age that everyone would agree that the guy that moved it is chayav.
Okay.
So wait a second.
So you're saying, I just want to repeat the words, since we have a machlokes between the Hasri and the Beit HaShmuel, that you're after the one who creates it is responsible, or one who owns it. So in all three cases, we have this machlokes, one that creates it, and the other one owns it, so we're going to have a machlokes in such a case, yeah? That's what you're saying.
No, I think it should be different.
But you say maybe, up to now, we're discussing bar, something dug a hole, and so he owns the bull. Maybe here, Aish is different, you're saying?
Because it's not affected by someone else. Being a boar, you need another party to be involved in the damaging process. So it's not just the guy to the original mice, it's also someone else doing the mice. By Shein came by Aish, it's still the original guy to the mice. There are other factors involved, but there's no other people necessarily involved in helping it. So I would suggest, I don't know if it's right, that there's more liability for Aish, and that even the heart spi would agree that he's chayav.
That
the guy who did the mice, the guy that moved the bed, or the guy that lit the menorah.
You mean Okay.
So I would say there's a reason why, according to everybody, the guy that who owned the bed would be higher.
It's the opposite of it.
What?
The opposite of it.
Yes.
So the roof is not this guy's personal machsan. And so he's a poshea for having his bed there to begin with.
Just, it's always negative.
So he has a poshea for just leaving the bed area, and of course there's no damage.
Fine, but he puts it in a place where it wasn't going to cause damage.
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't be there at all. Right,
but he put it in a place where it wasn't damaged.
It's irrelevant.
The actual damage, the aish, wasn't him. You can't relate the creation of that damage to him. He put it in a place where
it can't. I would say, even if a tornado came and picked up the bed where it was originally and put it on the kolatod, he'd still be fine.
Because
his mamon is in the wrong place.
They call Wachiev. Wachiev. You can't make up your own theory of him. You can say he's naughty, he says grammar. But you can't, naughty, grammar, can't you? Either it has to be Aish, or it has to be a bar, but you don't have that characteristic if you're talking about a hurricane. Yeah? Okay. So the chorus is the same, but we got a problem. A big problem. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Zaf Memches on Mazala. Look at Maramokha number 2 in Baba Kam. Oh my God. Rabbi says, "Hichnisho lechotze balabayish lebishes." Somebody's ox walks into somebody's chotze without permission. The chotzer b'boris, and that ox started digging holes. Sheep b'boris. Says the Gemara. Says Rabbi, "Bal hashor chayiv b'niske chotze." The owner of the ox who dug holes obviously is going to be chayiv for the holes he dug. His animal dug holes, he damaged somebody's field, he damaged somebody's chotzer, he's chayav. Ubala chotzer, chayav in this game.
But if anyone falls into those holes, the one responsible is the owner of the chotzer, because he owns the hole. Even though he didn't dig the hole, but he owns the hole. As soon as he owns the hole, he's going to be responsible. Even though the Torah says you're not responsible for your animal's holes, they're here. Since the owner saw the hole, and he owns the hole, he saw the hole, and he didn't fill it in, then he's responsible. That, the robber says that's the kimtzi. When robber says, when is the owner of the hole fired? Where, even though he didn't dig it, when he sees the hole and doesn't take the hole away, now even though he didn't dig it, but since he owns it, he's fired. So therefore, Robert is saying so, that we do not go after the one who created the hole. If the owner of the hole sees it and does nothing about it, then he's going to be responsible, even if somebody else created it. That's obviously so. If so, then we got now a problem with the Hasvi. Because what did the Hasvi say? Hasvi says, you dig a hole, and you were under Bar Mitzvah at that stage. And when did it damage? When you became over Bar Mitzvah, you're off the hook, because we go after when you dug it, and when you dug it, you are a cotton who's not chayim. That's the Hasvi. I don't say, how does the Hasvi fit with the Gemara? The Gemara says that we don't go after the one who dug the hole, we go after the one who owns the hole. That's like a riot in the Brit Shmuel. So therefore, in all three of our cases, we got a Gemara clearly saying it doesn't matter who created it, it's the one who owns it is responsible.
If he sees
it. If he can remove it, he's responsible. The children could remove it, but they couldn't, because they're emotionally under duress, but they could in theory remove it, the children. Even though they didn't dig it, they own it, and they could remove it. In the second case, you want to say it's owners? Maybe.
That's no, the Chanukia, no.
In the Chanukia case?
Shabbos.
In the Chanukia case?
They were at shul.
He was in shul.
He shouldn't have been in shul. He was leaving.
He was a potter when he lit it, and he became a godel when he finished it. So he knows about it. But he knows Shabbos. About it when he's a godel. So therefore, maybe that's good enough to machayev him. In our third case, with the bed leaning over where the Dud Shemesh are, so Reuben came up on the roof, he saw it there, even though he didn't dig it, he didn't put the bed in a dangerous place, but he saw the bed, he didn't do anything about it, so now you're the ones responsible. Not even though you didn't create it. So it seems to be all three cases, there's room to say that the owners hired, even though they didn't create it, because they saw it. And what we're going to do to Hasri? How's Hasri going to learn over here?
Why in Rabbi's case is he chayev at all? It's not Bishas Rabbi. The boar is not Bishas Rabbi. Why is he chayev at all?
Of course, the Gemara puts in the Kimtzin, like you said, that it's surrounded by Rishas Rabbi. That's it. That's very good.
From when the owner sees that they borrow, and there's a, in other words, he sees it, somebody.
So Robert says the time span. Robert says that you see it and you could take it away and you don't take it away. That's Robert's time span.
It's sort of different. In all our cases, someone's coming in doing something. He knows coming in doing something.
Why are you not doing something?
There's a gap between the person and the animal.
Whose animal? Somebody else's animal. Yes.
About their animal.
Yeah, and it's their animal that they are responsible for. Maybe different. Okay. Good point.
Just out of curiosity, according to Rebel, if the shore that's digging the holes falls into it and breaks his leg, the Baal HaBor is chayim?
The Baal HaBor, no, because he. Maybe. Oh, it depends. Depends.
Could be. Really. Could be. Could be. Could be.
Okay. So, let's move on. There's another Gemara, a Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph this time, in Baba Kama. Shnei Kedorim Shoy Mahalchim Ze Achaze. You have people, one in front of the other, carrying their earthenware vessels. Suddenly, Niskel Harishim, the Norfo, the first guy tripped up and he fell down. The Niskel Hasheni Berushan, and he called the Domini effect, and the second guy tripped over the first guy. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Harishan Chayv Beniske Sheni. The first guy who fell down, because we're assuming he's negligent for tripping up, is responsible on the damage he causes to the second guy. Where the second guy on his physical body and on the kelim which he was carrying, which are now broke because he tripped over him. Shani, the second guy he fell down, Agufa Machayev, if he damages a third guy, the second guy, then he's Chayev on his body causing damage. Let's say he falls on the floor and he stays on the floor and trips up a third guy, then he's responsible. So he should have gone up and he didn't. But Amona Potter, on his kalim, which he was carrying, which fell on the floor, and they damaged somebody else, then he's Potter. The Omele, because he can say, Hibiri love Ani Karisi. Those kalim which I was holding, which fell on the ground, which became dangerous like a bomb, I didn't dig. I did not dig those bars. It wasn't the first guy who took me up is the one who dug it. Why those kalim which I were holding on the floor in a dangerous position? Because the first guy tripped me up. It wasn't me who put it there. He put it there. So therefore I'm not going to be responsible for the danger of that bar which was created because I didn't create it. The first guy created it. Says the Ramban for me. I don't understand. What did Rava just tell us? That we don't go after the one who creates the bar, we go after the one who owns the bar. That's what Rava just said. Here in this case, yes, the second guy tripped up, and he dropped his kalim because of the first guy. So the first guy is called creating the bar, those kalim which are now on the floor. But who owns the bar? The second guy owns the bar, and he had the time to remove it, because he had the time, that's the case we're talking about, where he had time to pick himself up and time to remove the kalim, and we're still saying, even though he owns the bar and had time to rectify the danger, and he doesn't rectify the danger, still the Gemara is saying that the one who's responsible is the one who dug it, not the one who owns it. So how does that fit with Rava? That's the Ramban's question. So the Ramban answers. He says, the Gemara says, the second guy doesn't have to remove it. Because I didn't create it. Even though it still belongs to him. He didn't make it happen, it still belongs to him. Even though he had time to remove it. Because we don't apply Rava over here. Because this one dug it, and this one owns it, it's not sensible to say the one who dug it is off the hook. What does he mean? He means, Biduk like Eric says. When did Rava say his halacha? That if you own it, then you are going to be chayev, even though you didn't dig it. That means that there was no human being who dug it. There was an animal who dug it. And you see it, you own it, don't remove it, then you're responsible. But if another human being dug it, even though I own it, I can remove it, then that doesn't remove responsibility from the human being who did it. He's going to be responsible, and therefore that's the shot in this Gemara over here, and it fits with nicely rather, because this is not a case of an animal taking it. It's talking about the Rishon, who's a human being who tripped the first thing. He is a human being who created the bar. He's going to be responsible. When the robber says it, only when the animal created the bar, then the owner is also one. The human being creates it, then the one who created it is responsible, not the one who owns it.
Why isn't the owner of the animal that dug the bore responsible?
Because there's a Kodesh HaGosset that says, Adam Bar, but no Shabbat. Yeah? So, human being, it thinks it's responsible, but a short animal thinks it's responsible.
So the second, it wasn't a man, it was a man first, and an animal behind him. Animal falls over the man, and the stuff drops off the animal. So the animal created the bar. He has stuff on him, and now it falls on the floor.
No. So who's the creator? The first guy. Whoever the first guy, whoever trips something up is called the first guy,
right,
is called the creator.
And then the animal trips over him.
Yes.
And his stuff falls down and created a bar thing, and somebody else trips over.
Yes, so the first guy, that's for sure the first guy's guy. Because he created the bar. Who created the bar? The first guy. Here we're saying it's a kosher game. In a case where the owner is there and sees it and doesn't remove it, it's still off the hook because the human being created it. So for sure, if the owner is not there, but the animal or someone is there, that's... But it was created by somebody else, for sure that person, but somebody else is going to be fine. So from here, now we're more comfortable with who now? With the Hasri or with the Birchus Shmuel? Who fits in nicely now? Who fits in nicely now? What is the you said you're learning from the Ramban?
As a human involvement after the...
If there's a human involvement in the creation, then even if there's a human, another human who owns it, says the Ramban, the Shat, the Gemaras, who's responsible? The one who created it, not the one who owns it. And that's the deal, what the Hasri said. Hasri said that you dig it, and there's somebody else who owns it. Who's the one who's responsible? The one who created it. Now I've got the kasha the other way around. What's the shot in the Birchus Shmuel?
But again, this is still talking about boar, not about ish.
But at the moment, none of Birchus Shmuel and Hasri are talking about ish. They're talking about bar.
Oh,
they're talking about bar. So therefore, I haven't gone up to ish. Yeah? But in bar, how is the Birchus Shmuel going to learn? We've got now, forget, the famous Gemara saying, like the Hasri, that if a human being creates it, and there's another human being who owns it, the one who's responsible is the human being who creates it. Not like the Birchus Shmuel.
It depends on the order. Meaning, when was the mice and when was the ownership? What came first? The mice?
Okay,
the
every case was the same. He was the owner, and somebody else created the bar in the process.
So the Birchus Shmuel can say Hefker is property.
Birchus Shmuel doesn't say that.
I would.
That'll be very interesting to see your safer when you bring it out.
That's not going to have the Birchus Shmuel.
So therefore, now I've got the question on the other leg. What is the Birchus Shmuel going to do with the Gemara? So, let's look at a Tosus in Baba Kama Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph on the Gemara of Rava. Says Tosus, the Gemara of Rava, where we say we go after the owner, not the one who creates it. Says Tosus, Nira. That even if not just an animal who dug a hole in the guy's chotzer, do we say the owner is responsible? But even if a human being dug a hole in the chotzer, the owner of the bar is responsible. Even though some human being dug it, the owner is responsible to fill it up. And Mishalim Benizke Yotze, the Chosim Mishalim Yisrael, the guy says has to pay for the damage. But the one who's responsible, says Tosis, is not only when an animal digs it, do we say that the one responsible is the owner. Says Tosis, even a human being digs it. He says, how's he going to learn the Gemara which the Ramban brought his group from? So it's very interesting over there. Tosis learns a different shot altogether in the Gemara. He says over there.
That's why he says Sorachim.
He says a different shot altogether over there. He says the shot in the Gemara that the second one is off the hook. It's not talking about his kalim damaging. That he's tired for himself and for his vessels, which are still on the floor, even though he didn't create it, but he owns it. So what does it mean that he's not chayav a mamono? It says not chayav tefillin b'shat. It means that he's not chayav. It's because a bar is potter on kalim.
What?
Oh. A bar is potter on kalim, and that's what shat in the Gemara meant. It means that the human being that is on the floor, the second guy on the floor, and his own kalim on the floor are called bars. And if they damage kalim, Mamona, then they're off the hook because it's a gezeirah kosher. Bar is not chayav on kalim. Bar is potter on kalim, and that's what shat in the Gemara meant over there. He's not responsible for his kalim. He is. It's his bar. His body is his bar. His kalim is his bar. It's him because he's the owner. But if kalim get damaged on it, then he's going to be off the hook.
You mean the Gemara is not?
Yes, somebody else's kalim gets damaged because bar is bar's own kalim.
The Gemara is not talking about a third person.
No.
It's just talking about the second.
Yes.
So it's qualifying its original statement.
Yes.
Of Chayav and Nisheni.
It means Agufa. Only if a person gets damaged. On Mamona, on Kalim that gets damaged, then he's not responsible. So he's a different shot altogether. So therefore, what do we conclude from here?
Well,
the machlokas between the Bichasmu and the Hasi ends up whether you go after the one who dug it or the one who owns it, according to what we're learning over here, is a machlokas lashonim between Tosfos and Ramban. The Ramban says if there's a human being that digs it, then the owner's never responsible, only one that dug it, and that's the Hasi. And the Tosfos says if there's a human being it's ugly, it doesn't make a difference, animal, human being, he's the one that's the one who owns responsible is the one who owns it, and that's like the Bichas Shmuel. I have the Gemara in the Gemara, they got Turetzin, like the Tosfos have Turetzin, the Ramban has got Turetzin, have to learn the Gemara is how it fits in us. So, we've now gone back to square one. As we started, it's a Machlokas Achronim, and now we've just said it's Achronim, Machlokas Rishonim, and therefore in all three of our cases, it should be a Machlokas.
Yeah. Difference in Psa.
Yes.
Before Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This brings it back to the before Shulchan Aruch, so a person can say Kimle.
What is the actual halacha? So if it's a machlokas Rishonim now, not just this machlokas Achronim between Ha-Svi and the Bechus Shvot, actually machlokas Rishonim, we can actually maybe search what the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. What do they hold? Says the Shulchan Aruch. You look at Marmokan number 5. The Mechaber says, in Nachba Me'elov, O Shokhofa Behema Chaya Bushusa, if it got dug by itself, or an animal dug it, Hoyavuhu Chayev Lamalosa, since he's the owner of the Potsa, and he's Chayev to fill it up, Otakavitz, Velo Osa, and he doesn't do it, Harizah Chayev, he's the owner, even though he didn't dig it, but he's the owner, he could remove it, he's Chayev. If it was dug by an animal, says the Ramah, not only an animal, but even a human being dug it. And the owner knows about it. Then the owner's tired, like Tosis. If he doesn't, it's if he dug it. And the one dug it, has to pay for damages of the damage he did, but not for the whole. Says the Ebn Ozel that the Mechaber is a quote from the Rambam, and we see clearly from the Rambam that the Rambam goes like the Rambam that if there's an animal that digs the hole, then the owner's chayav. But if a human being digs a hole, then the owner would not be chayav. That's like the Shittas Ramban. So the Ramban, the Rambam, and now the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Shitta, which seems to be like the Hasvi, that we always go after the one who dug it, and only go after the owner if the one who dug it is an animal. Mashen came, the Ramah says that, no, even if a human being digs it, still the owner's chayef. That's like Shittas Tosis, like the Birchas Shmuel. So now we've discovered, not only is a machlokas achronim and rishonim, it's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Eben also understands it.
Wait, this is only Bishuso though.
Okay, and that's the case of the Rova.
Why?
In his rishus, not with his rishus. In his rishus.
Oh,
okay.
Heart Svi go against the Ramah. Heart Svi is Ashkenazi.
Exactly. So now we're very nice, but a bit problem with how can the Heart Svi, if it's a machlokas, mistadel. So we're going to see. We're going to see if it's really connected to the Heart Svi soon. By the moment, we've built it up, a nice picture. Very nice picture. Machlokas are threatening. Went back to the Machlokas and Shonim, then we went in the middle. Went back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, it's a Machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If so, all three cases, Machlokas, and now we can say Kimli, because this is Shulchan Aruch. Yes, we can say Kimli. Now, what happens if we say Kimli in our cases? First case, are the Yoshim who own the car, are they responsible?
No.
They can say Kimli, but we didn't dig it. You only if you dig it, you're high. Like the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the child who lit the menorah when he was a kotzen and it damaged his godzel, yeah, is he responsible?
You also say Kimli.
Kimli, go after, because I didn't dig it. I dug it when I was a kotzen, and I'm not responsible. Yeah. Now, this is an interesting case. The case of the bed.
Well, each one what, can say Kimli.
What should be the halacha over there?
Each one can say, go to the other guy.
Or Yachloku.
Yeah, what should be the halacha over there? If it's a machlokas. Yeah, but it's a machlokas we just discovered. Shimon created it, Reuven saw it, and owns it. But that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the case of the machlokas. Someone does it, the other one owns it and sees it and does nothing. Machlokas. What should be the halacha? Matzis is right. Levi says, no, look, my Dutch Shabbos is broken. Definitely negligence. Fire damage, yeah. So, Reuven, you're five. No, Kimli, I'm the owner. I didn't take it. I go after the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shimon says, okay, Shimon, nope. You, the one who put the beds over there, okay? So you're chayav. So Shimon can say, no, Kimli, I go after the one whose owner's chayav. So what's happened? Levi is kalechas mekan umekan. Who can he get his money from? Everyone is saying, I'm Potter. Kimli.
You don't say Yachloku.
How can you say Yachloku?
I'm not chayav of anything. Why should I have to split it?
Yeah, so I want to summarize.
You can't. You're not one group.
I just want to. You discuss it amongst yourselves. Wait a second.
We have to chip and do that.
No, they were both parties. No,
they weren't both parties.
In the case of the car which crashed, the owner died, but the Yoshim own it. Who's chayav? The one that dug it, the car, the owner of the car, but he's not chayav. Or the children who own it. Yeah, do you go after the digging or the owner? That's our shayla today. Child, when he lit the menorah, he was a kotzen, he's potter, but it damaged when he's a gotel. To go after the digging, the creation, or the damage. Yeah? And the third case, somebody had a bed, and it was moved to a dangerous place where the wind blew down and broke the Dud Shemesh by Shimon, but Reuven owns the bed. Reuven saw it. Do we go after the owner, Reuven? Even though he didn't dig it, he didn't put it in a dangerous position, or after Shimon, who put it in a dangerous position. So basically, Shiloh and all three of them, do we go after the one who created the danger, the one who owns the danger, saw the danger, but did nothing about it, but he didn't create it. And we concluded, originally, Machlokas Achronim, between the Ha Svi and the Bichashmu, And then we said, not only Machlokes Rishonim between Tosfos and the Ramban. And now he's saying, not only is it Machlokes Rishonim Achronim, it's a Machlokes Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber learns to go after the one who took it, and the Ramah learns to go after the owner. So now we've gone through, you say Kimli, if you say Kimli, then poor old Levi, his Dut Shemesh is all broken by somebody, a bed which is negligently put there and is damaged because of the concept of Eish. And he goes to Reuven and said, you own the bed, you're Chayev. He said, no, Kimli, the owner's not Chayev, the one who put it there. So he goes to Shimon and said, you put it there, you're Chayev. No, Kimli, the one who puts it there is not Chayev, the one who owns it there. So the Revi is Kerenech, is Megabekan, he can't get his money from anyone because everyone will say, I'm Potter.
Would the Mechaber hold that Bidei Shemaim, the owner is high?
Yeah,
because
sure.
He didn't do anything?
Bidei Shemaim, both of them could be high.
Really?
It could be, because there's negligence in both of them. Right. Bidei Shemaim is just enough for negligence.
Well, did you say Kimli with the Mechaber against Ramah? Mm-hmm. Meaning when it comes to Sfeika?
Yes, in Hilchus Momonus, Kimli, Ashkenazim, at least. Ashkenazim can say Shulchan Aruch Kimli or Ramah Kimli. Unless the Ramah actually says Kach Nogu. Unless he says those words.
That's the Shach say by Sfeika.
You're correct. For Sfatim, they don't relate to the Ramah, he only goes after the Ramah. What?
Doesn't the Shach say that though by Sfeika that we don't count the Tabi Ramah as a something?
Maybe in the Hilchus it's the Hetzer, not by Momus. Okay. So, normal weeks I would finish over here. But since I'm not going to be here next week, I'm going to carry on over my time.
The language of the Ramah is very different from the language of the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, that's why they argue. Well, that's their
Ben Ozer. They're not necessarily arguing, they're saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. One is saying you're Potter, and another one is saying you're Chayv.
Well, one's saying you're Chayv in Ezekiel, and one doesn't say that. Doesn't say who's
Chayv
in Ezekiel.
Yeah, he does. V'chein, no, V'chein. What does the word V'chein mean? And also in this case, what the Mechaber just said, that he's chayev for damages, is also in this scenario. That's what the word for him. Now, let's move on. Let us now discuss a problem. We've got a problem in Shulchan Aruch. Well, what's the problem? Look at number 6. The Shulchan Aruch says, and Shin Sadi, earlier on, like this. Hatane Golem, you got this chicken. Mudin Lahula Kadaka Lishaka. He is a known troublemaker, this chicken. He creates problems all the time. Hoyokut over Surakosha Baraglehem, and he had a string tied round this chicken's leg. Nistabikli Baosakut, and that string got caught up with someone's drug. The Niskago Vanishba, and it goes and breaks. Mishal Mechatzadeh. What goes and breaks is that the someone's jug connected to the chicken is now breaking other people's property. The chicken is using the jug to break other people's property. So Bemet says the Ramah. Now Ramah says like this. Bemet or in Bachut Shalhefka. When do we say the chicken has to pay? Is if it's hefka avim chutzal achem, bala chutz is chayef. Yeah, the case has to change. It's not exactly as it is. You got an owner of the chicken, and you got somebody, and you got a string, and the chicken with the string damages somebody's jug. Yeah. So the chicken is chayef. Says the Ramah, that's only if the string doesn't own to a long time one. But if it belongs to somebody, the string, Bala Chut is chayef, the owner of the string is chayef. Bein bechezik tanagol, oder chazuka, v'hoilat zir chutzal, because he didn't look after the string. V'kol zeh v'nikshem e'enof, that's only when the chicken picked up the string by itself. Avin kosher odom bereg, what happens? I see some chicken. I go ahead with my string and tie a string to that chicken. Hatanika, Oz Hakosha Chayef Bechol Inyan, Abiru Yesh Luchut Balim. What does that mean? What's the last words? Last words is a scenario like this. I see Reuven's chicken. I see Shimon's string. I take Shimon's string, I'm Levi. I take Shimon's string, tied Shimon's string to Reuven's chicken, and Balagan. Who's Chayev?
Levi
who tied it. Even although he owns nothing, he's the one who created it, not the owner. The owner of the chicken's off the hook. The owner of the string is off the hook. Even if they see it and do nothing about it, they're off the hook. The one who's hired is the one who created it. Ooh, problem. Why we got problem? That's very good if you're the Mechaber. Because that's the Shiz Mechaber. You've got a human being creating it and a human being owning it. The one who's responsible is the human being who created it. Very good. That's what we were saying over here. But if you hold like the Ramah holds, that even in a case where the human being created the damage, but there's a human being who owns it and sees it, does nothing about it, the one who's responsible, the one who's created it, is not responsible. The one who owns it is responsible. Yeah, so why over here is the Ramah who holds the owner is always responsible? Here suddenly he says the one who creates it is responsible. Who asked this question? The Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon says the Ramah is so to himself. It doesn't make sense. Stila in the Ramah said originally you go after the owner, and here he's saying you go after the one who created it. Stila in the Ramah. Now, anyone's got an answer over here?
The Tavlin versus Parka.
No. Both on the top. Okay.
First question, Tavlin was?
Yeah.
Third person involved here, and the other ones, I don't know, isn't the third?
But the concept is all the same. The concept in both cases.
Why is it steering?
In the first case, the Ramah says, if you've got one who creates the damage, or one who owns the damage, the one who's responsible, the one who owns the damage. Over here we're saying that you've got one who creates the damage, he tied the string. He's responsible even if the owner sees it and does nothing about it. There's no restrictions. The one who created it is always chayav, even if the one who owns it sees it and does nothing about it, the one who creates it is chayav. That's not like the Ramah's own shitter, the Vilna Gaon asked the question.
This isn't boring.
Ah, so why should that make a difference?
No, I think there's the. I mean, it's the gross, so it can't be such an obvious difference, but to me it seems obvious. It's not shayach latzniach, a person is doing it. He can take it from wherever it's mutznah. Here the
but it doesn't matter, it's not Tony or not.
No, the Ramah's time.
What's the concept?
He should have been Matzniya's chut.
No, afterwards, if he sees it, he's the owner, and he sees what he owns in a dangerous position, he's mechuyev to remove it, he doesn't use his responsible. That's the first Ramah. This Ramah saying, you see it on the chicken, you know it's dangerous there, you do nothing about it, doesn't matter, you're off the hook, the one who put it there is a chayev.
So Shmuel says, boar versus ash. Shmuel is saying, it's boar versus
ash. Why should be a difference?
Well, that was what I said before.
So let's see the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe answers. Number 7. Eish Rishon Momona. It's basically coming from a Tosis. Kloma. Chiev Momona Yeshbo. Loshia Eish Shalo. What does it mean that you're Chiev on fire because you own it? What does it mean, says Tosis? Not because you own the fire. What does it mean you own the fire, therefore you're Chiev? Doesn't mean because you own it, you're chayev. Because even if you take somebody else's fire and light it, you're chayev because you're called the owner, even though you're not the owner. Because by fire, we define the owner by fire, not the one who owns the monetary ownership of the wick and the woods over there. We call the owner. Is called says the one who created it is the owner. The one who created it is the owner. By fire. Therefore, says the emotion, no stira between the two Ramahs. When did the Ramah say that if you create it, you got I create it, and if you the owner sees it, then the owner is responsible? That's in bar. If somebody digs a bar. And then somebody else comes and sees it. He's the owner of the bar, and he doesn't remove it. He's responsible. That's in Hilchos bar when you can own the one who owns the bar is the one who owns it monetary wise. But in Eish, There's no such thing as owning a fire. The ownership of fire, by definition, is the only the one who created it. And therefore, in Hilchus Eish, the only the one who created it is going to be Chayev. So there's a difference between the Mazik of Bar and the Mazik of Eish.
It's very counterintuitive to the way the Pesukim say it.
Yeah.
Because by Bor, it's after
saying... Hamavik.
No.
It's by Eish. Hamavik. Yeah.
Hamavir es Adayera.
Yeah. So therefore, we've got one bar of Mokum left. But let's analyze now where we're holding. In Hilchus Bar, Machlokus, you're off the hook. In Hilchus Eish, no Machlokus. Everybody agrees the one who creates it is Chayev. Now let's discuss.
What about the
case of the car, which was there from the beginning. Is it a Bar on Eish?
Oh, it's a Bar.
It's a Bar. Machlokus, you're off the hook. The case of the fire which the child lit, is that Eish or Bar?
Eish.
So if it's Eish, where do we go after?
When he's a kid, he was a Cotton at the time.
Cotton there. Therefore, everybody will agree the child is Cotton. Because you go after the one who creates it by Eish. According to everybody, no Machlokus. In the case of the third case, the case of the bed, which is in David's position, what is it? Eish or Bar?
Eish.
Who do you go after in Eish?
The one who did it.
The one who did it. Who's the one who did it?
The one who moved the bed.
Shimon did it. So therefore, Levi could get his money from Shimon. No machlokas. Yeah?
Until the last Marmachim?
Until now, we've got one Marmachim. Yeah? Eish, everyone agrees? You go after all the crates. Last one, welcome, and I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. So that's why I'm going over time. Last one, welcome. Let me pose this question to you. In the case of the boy under Bar Mitzvah, he lit it when he was under Bar Mitzvah, and when he was over Bar Mitzvah, then it caused the damage. This is his Bar Mitzvah. He lit it before night. The menorah became damaged afterwards when he was already a Bar Mitzvah. We're saying, Eish, you go after when you lit it, okay? And then if it's a cotton, it's off the hook. Okay? Is it two people involved or one person involved?
One person.
Well.
Is it two people or one person?
Physically, it's one person. Question.
It's one person. Up to now, all the cases we're talking about, one dug it and the other one owns it. Here we've got one person. In one person, he changes from being a cotton, where he's potter, to being a godlo, and then he's going to be hired. Said the Hasvi that if the cotton digs a hole and then it damages when it's old, he's off the hook because you go after you digging. That's his issue. Fine. Is that true also? Is that true? Why? Let me ask you. How's the Hasvi looking at it? Why is he off the hook? He dug it. He's the owner and he's the dugger. He's the owner of the fire and he dug the fire.
Because he wasn't high of being the digger. As a digger, he was not chayev, he was a cotton.
Why?
Why what?
What? How do you define the digger? By a fire.
The hole.
How do you find a digger by a fire? How do you find the creator of the fire?
The one who lit it.
He lit it. Did the cotton lit it?
Yeah.
Is it like a situation, no one lit it, and then he owns it, and therefore you're not chayev because he didn't actually light it, because you go after lighting? Or is it considered he actually lit it? What's the halacha over here?
The cotton.
He actually lit it, but it was potter.
Now he's a gottel.
Right. But he's
now he's a gottel, and it's a fire which he lit when he's a cotton. Is he considered the lighter of that fire now he's the gottel or not?
No.
Why? Yeah. Why?
For the same reason.
No. Why? Why? Why?
Because
I see the fire in front of me.
Yes.
I know I lit it when I was a cotton.
But we don't.
And therefore, why don't I say over here, I am the owner of the fire? Because I
the owner was a cotton. The owner
but
is
you,
now
no. You may have lit it the same body, but you weren't the Bar Chiyuva when you lit it.
Ah, so you're saying, like, it's as if he's a different person.
Yeah.
He can't relate to his actions before Bar Mitzvah to after Bar Mitzvah. Yeah,
correct.
They're not connected.
Correct.
Ah, okay, now I've got you. Okay. Now I've got you. The Divrei Chaim, early Divrei Chaim, says like this. There's a chasim sofer, shechayev kotem akum, a child who's a goy, who lights a fire, and it damages. Is he chayev or potter? Says the chasim sofer, he's chayev. Aye, He doesn't know what he's doing. He's under bar mitzvah. He didn't do anything. Anyone under bar mitzvah is not bare action. So what's the difference if he's a Jew or a goy?
Says, the goy is always chayav, shogeg or honest or anything.
But it's not him. It's a different person. You're telling me under bar mitzvah is not him. That's what you're saying.
For a Jew, there's a difference between
no.
A Jew needs das to be chayav. A goy doesn't need das to be chayav.
He needs to have done it. He did it.
But he's not chayav.
No,
but he doesn't need
you
that.
Told me before that he didn't say.
Says
the reason why Ozgam Yisrael Chayv Shlek Amidah Shachayv Akum Potter Yisrael Rak B'Tashlumim Potter. He's saying a pshat like this. If you're telling me the goy lighting it when he's under bar mitzvah is as if he lit it, but he's off the hook. He's chayv because he's a goy, but the cotton of Yisrael is off the hook. Why? Not because he wasn't negligent. It wasn't because he didn't do it. He's negligent. He did do it. Why is he off the hook? Gezeiras HaKosef. He's off the hook. Why? Because cotton we can't force him to pay. But, says the Divrei Chaim, if the damage actually happens when he's a gadol, then we've got all the we need. He created it. He was negligent. He created it. It's his fire, and he's now you're trying to charge him. He's a godel. He godel can pay. A godel can pay.
What is it that the Chasam Sofer says?
Leke midi da'akim kotzim botzim ve'oz Yisrael chayv. No such thing.
But so it's not true.
Yeah, it's only because of Tash Tumin. He is chayv. He's chayv, but it's a gezeiras HaKosef.
No, but there are cases where a guy is chayv and a Jew's potter.
No, that's only tashlumin, he says. That's not in that, it's not the thing. So therefore, we're concluding over here. A big chiddush. A chiddush over here. That's in fire. If it's two separate people, then Reuven created it, and then Shimon owns it, then Reuven's going to be chayv. But if it's a cotton, he created it. It's not called he didn't create it, he did create it. He is negligent. It's only got a gezeiras HaKosef that gets him off the hook, but if the damage took place when he's a gadol, he got no gezeiras HaKosef to get him off the hook. He's going to be chayv in that case. So in conclusion, the boy is going to be chayv by the Noah because he lit it, he's negligent, he owns it, and he's got no gezeiras HaKosef to get him off the hook. That's such a case.
But that's only according to the Rechayim.
Boy, there is a Gezeiras
HaKosef. That's only according to
the Rechayim. Bar, you go after the Shiloh, whether who created it, or you go after the ownership. There's a different thing. Here we see simply...
But Boar, it's now the same person. Why can't you apply the same Sfarah to Boar? It's the same person. It's
totally different. No, because that, the time he created it, he was under Bar Mitzvah. According to the Hasvi, by Bar, there's always two factors.
Why is Boar different from Eish in that regard?
Because Eish, the Boar is that you see a fire which you created, you have to control. That's what Mamona means. That's what Mamona by fire is.
Not by Boar.
By Boar, it means the digging, not the Mamona. It's not that you're the owner. By Boar, you have to be the digger to be Chayav.
The digger or the owner?
The digger, not the owner. According to the Hasri. But by Eish, it's the owner. But what's called the owner? Somebody who created. You can only get off by saying, I didn't create it. By cotton, you can never say, I didn't create it. He didn't create it.
There are two animals. By the poor, there's an owner, and the digger, and by Eish, there's only the owner is the digger.
Let's talk about all three cases. Halacha. Halacha is, in the case of the car, is a bar. A bar is going to be a machlokes. In the case of the bed is an Eish, and everyone agrees by Eish that Shimon's Chayev, because he's the one that created it. And in the case of the Bar Mitzvah boy, where he created it when he was under the Bar Mitzvah, and he damaged after Mitzvah, he is Chayev, because he did create it. And creation is enough to say that he's called Momus. Why it's called creation? Because the boy that's under Mitzvah is not that he didn't do anything, it's called he created, and he has a technicality. Here he doesn't have that technicality.
But
I'll see you again in 2 weeks' time.
But that's only
the way you understand.